We Shall Not Sleep by Anne Perry. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields. John McCrae. Chapter 1.
Home for Christmas this year, Chaplain?
Barshi G said with a wry smile. He turned his back to the wind and lit a woodbine, then flicked the match into the mud at his feet. A couple of miles away in the gathering dusk, the German guns fired desultorily. In a little while the shelling would probably get heavier. Nights were the worst.
Maybe.
Joseph would not commit himself. In October 1914, they had all imagined that the war would be over in months. Now, 4 years later, the situation was dramatically different. Half the men he had known then were dead. The German army was in retreat from the ground it had taken, and Joseph's Cambridgeshire regiment had advanced nearly as far as Ypres again. They might even make it tonight, so every man was needed. They were waiting now, all around him in the gathering darkness, fidgeting a little, adjusting the weight of rifles and packs on their shoulders. They knew this land well. Before the Germans had driven them back, they had lived in these trenches and dugouts. Friends and brothers were buried in the thick Flanders clay around them. Barshi shifted his weight, his feet squelching in the mud. His brother Charlie had been mutilated and bled to death here shortly after the first gas attacks in the spring of 1915. Tucky Nunn was buried here somewhere.